Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you figure out why you are poor? If you were listening to me back then, you know, I said that over and over and over. One big national IQ test, America. I knew this audience would pass with flying colors, but everybody else, not so sure. It is unbelievable right now that Democrat Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, has ordered Democrats to go all in on the affordability issue. We're having one more big IQ test in 2026. Let's see if Americans can pass. I don't mean to lay it out that way, but let's see if Americans can figure out why they can't afford stuff. You know what's amazing about this? Can I just go over some of the history with you? So I've sat in this chair a very long time. February of 2021, Joe Biden, the Democrat Majority Congress, takes office. What was going on in February? They were planning at least four bills in addition to the budget between $300 billion and $1 trillion each, all printed. No real money. Remember Larry Summers? Former Treasury Secretary, advisor to multiple Democrat campaigns in the last cycle. Blew the whistle, did an interview with anyone who would listen, national, international, The Economist, The New York Times, begging Democrats not to do this. They were going to jack inflation through the roof and crush Americans. He said it. We can't print this much money, but we're going to have massive inflation. It's going to destroy the party. What did I tell you in February of 2021? So remember, Joe Biden took office in January 2021. I said they're looting the Treasury. Normally, when there's a coup and the junta steals the election, either through force, through a coup, or through election theft, traditionally on the left, what they do is they loot. Now, in the old days, they would go through villages, smashing windows, just grabbing everything out of the till. But these are more sophisticated times. So the Democrats are looting by printing in order to break the back of the American economy. Remember, the goal always is to destroy America from the inside. Now, they had just stolen an election, spectacularly stolen an election. They thought we would never be in power again. Keep in mind that for all of the things you're hearing now. So it would not matter if they broke the back of the American people financially. In fact, it would help them maintain power because they know watching those South American dictatorships rise, what always does it? If you can get some inflation on some people and make them desperate, you can eliminate the jobs, make it hard to feed your kids. They will give you more power. They will hand it to you, even if you were the cause of it. People can't figure it out. That's why they want to import half of South America. But could Americans figure it out? That was the question. Literally, Chuck Schumer, Jim Clyburn, and the rest broke the back of the American people on purpose. On purpose. How many times have I played you the Clyburn audio? You know, Jim Clyburn, Democrat, was number two in charge, who really wasn't number two at the time. Where Clyburn flat out says, yeah, We knew it would cause inflation, but we did not care. We wanted the money. We wanted the money. So we did it anyway. Do you remember all of that time as we went from the 2.3% historically low inflation that we had had on Donald Trump, Donald Trump handed off to Joe Biden? Remember when we went from that up to, remember what it was, 9% inflation? I remember who they told us was responsible. It seems silly now. It was Putin. Putin had done it. They never really would explain like how Putin did it. He'd done it. And the left, like zombies, repeated that. Putin, it was Putin. Putin did it. On and on and on. Because they couldn't even blame it on Trump. It was obvious it wasn't Trump. Unbelievable. So these guys are back. And they're now saying they're going to run on affordability. Folks, the reason that wages have not yet caught up to prices is because we need a little more healing time. Wait, stop with the music. I want to play it. I found it. Here's Jim Clyburn admitting the rescue plan, which was just a looting plan. There's $1 trillion in printed cash for Democrats and their friends caused inflation.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? That I know. That's elementary.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, was that okay for poor people, middle-class people to struggle? He said, yeah, no, it's fine, but we should have prepared them for the fact that they were going to be poor.
All I can say, we may have done a better job preparing people for what was going to take place. But remember, it is a pretty good thing to have something to inflate. But this president's got to worry about those people with nothing to inflate.
He's talking about Biden.
And we got to take care of them as well. Mm-hmm. And so I think that the American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this, but we've got to do a little better job of helping them.
Yeah, so American people will be fine with 9% inflation. They're going to love it. We just got to help the poor people who vote for us, but screw the rest. Now, that was one interview. He said it again on MSNBC.
Well, let me make it very clear. All of us are concerned about these rising costs, and all of us knew this would be the case when we put in place this recovery program. Anytime you put more money into the economy, prices tend to rise.
And now they're running on affordability. You can't make this up. They looted. They broke the back of the American people. And folks, we are 2/3 here from this. If they just give Trump, just give him 6-9 more months, please give him 6. And this is how cynical the Democrats are. Here's the IQ test. Do the American people really think, oh, we're not happy with Trump? He's not fixing the affordability crisis and prices fast enough. Do they think the Democrats will do it? No. They're gonna loot again. They will drive it to 6-9% inflation. But Americans gonna have to come around to a better way of thinking about being robbed blind. Just eat less or something.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.